The Lord be with you.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Peter began to say to Jesus, "We have given up everything and followed you." Jesus said, "Amen, I say to you, there is no one who has given up house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or lands for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will not receive 100 times more in this present age. Houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions and eternal life in the age to come. But many that are first will be last, and the last will be first." The Gospel of the Lord. I think the common message between the first reading and the gospel is the importance of giving. Not simply giving, but giving with generosity. St. Ignatius uses the word magnanimity. Magnanimity comes from Greek as a compound word, magna anima. Magna means great, anima means soul. So it means a generous soul. If you ever read the lives of the saints, you see how generous they are in giving. Giving to others as well as giving to God. And I think we should try to be generous. That could be a hallmark that epitomizes our Lent as we start tomorrow. Be generous. I'm going to tell you a personal anecdote that happened to me many years ago that illustrates the topic. For about 20 years, I worked with our poor program. When Wine Gardens was much, today is probably more lower middle class to arriving at middle class, which before it was a very poor city 20 years ago. And it was about 11 o'clock on Tuesday, and this woman who had 4 kids came and said, "Father, can you give me food?" So I felt like old Mother Hubbard that had no bone in the cupboard. Okay? Remember that poem? So there's no food left, and this lady with 4 kids was clamoring for something. So years ago, across Carson, there was a supermarket, and the name of the supermarket was Max Foods. This was maybe 20 years ago. So I decided that I would go and I'd buy her groceries. Okay? So I said, "Meet me over there at Max Foods, and I'll see you there in 5 minutes." And we met, and I said, "Well, buy whatever you want. It's on the house." So she was really happy. Actually, very happy. So she filled her cart with food, and then she put it there on the belt. And after the cashier rang up the cost, it was something like, I think, $85 to $90. I pulled out my wallet. I only had $20. I may have a degree in theology, but not one in common sense, no? But my intention was good. I thought that it had enough money. So the man behind me, seeing my predicament, said, Padre, no se preocupe, yo pago. Well, Father, don't worry, I'll pay for it. So he paid for all the food of that poor man. So I didn't have to pay even a penny. So the following day in Mass, I actually used that in my homily, said, you know, there was this poor lady, went to the market, and there was a poor man behind me, and there was a priest lacking in common sense, yours truly, who had the good intention of buying this lady her groceries. So I pulled out my poor, frazzled wallet, and I didn't have enough money. So the following day before Mass, that's when we celebrate the Mass in the old church. Right before the 8 o'clock Mass, some man knocked on the door and said, Father, I've got something for you. What's that? So he gave me a new wallet. And he opened up the wallet, there was $100 in it. So I tell you that story because for me that's the first reading of the gospel in my own life. That I tried to help out this poor person with a really good heart, but a lack of common sense. And there are two individuals impressed by my goodwill who paid for the grocery and even got me a new wallet with $100 in it. So I think if you look in your life, if you're generous, God will always be more generous than you. Amen.